Time for that staycation setup. Good morning, kids. It's the morning mess. JD, Sienna, and your guy, Joey Boy. So, listen, we got Brooke on the line. Now, Brooke, you think that your man extended his little solo vacation because he obviously probably met someone else.
Yeah. So, been together for 2 years. And the one thing he was really upfront about and prioritized is that he really loves to travel. And I love to travel, too. But he prefers to do it alone.
Okay.
And it wasn't that he, like, wouldn't want to include me. It's just that since he was 18, he's always, like, treated himself to a solo trip just to, like, disconnect and refresh. And as we got more serious, like, he made it clear that we could travel together. It was just that I needed to be okay with these occasional solo trips, like, once or twice a year, which absolutely I was.
Okay. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And his trips have usually included places like Sedona or San Diego. But this time, he went above and beyond and bought a ticket to Hawaii.
Wow.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I was pretty upset because I thought,
you wanted to get laid too.
Hey, or whatever.
Hold on here. Sienna, let's play this game. Your husband, Ivan, wants to do a solo trip to Hawaii. How are we feeling about that?
I'm a stowaway in his suitcase.
Right.
There's no way he's going without me to Hawaii.
Exactly.
Yeah, you're way understanding, Brooke, that you wouldn't even allow him to say that to you, but it's neither here nor there. So he takes a little Hawaii trip. Okay, so where do we go from there?
Well, you know, I agreed to the solo trips, like, in the beginning. So I feel like I have to just deal with it. I feel like I can't change my mind now, but the reason I think he's cheating is because he told me he wanted to extend his trip last minute, and I don't know, but I don't know how he has, like, the money or whatever. The reason I'm suspicious is because this is how we met. During one of his trips, he extended his stay so he could stay with me longer. I found out later that he actually, like, had a girlfriend at the time, and so he left his girlfriend for me.
Uh-oh.
Oh.
So you're on some, like, you're gonna lose him how you found him.
Yeah.
Well, have you been checking in on him during his trip and stuff?
Oh, of course. I want to know what it's like in Hawaii, and I want to know what it's like. So I FaceTimed him the other night, and he didn't answer. And when he called me back, I swore I heard someone else in the background when he said he was just hanging out in his room. I don't know. Maybe I'm overthinking it, and I need to find out if he's cheating before he gets home.
Wow. Okay. Well, maybe he's just busy on vacation and that's who you hear in the background. I don't know. I'm just really trying to be optimistic for you.
In his room? I don't know.
If that's how he met you, then it's understandable.
Yeah. Yeah, that's where I would be skeptical. Yeah, I agree with you, JD. I get why you're concerned because that's how you met him. That's someone for you.
Yeah, exactly. Well, and I don't know, like, who extends a solo trip in Hawaii unless you're, like, having some sexy fun times with someone. Like, I don't know.
I would.
Yeah. I don't think I need to meet anybody to extend a vacation anywhere.
It doesn't even matter.
Wait, when you say extend, how many days did he extend it?
An extra 3.
Ooh. Yeah. Wow. He has an understanding boss. Okay.
Yeah. And he has money.
Yeah, exactly. I'm like, where's this money coming from? I didn't know he had this kind of money.
Yeah, you just close your eyes and swipe. It's usually how that works these days.
Well, we are big advocates, and it's a known fact that women are born with intuition. If your intuition is telling you otherwise, Brooke, who are we to judge you? Let's pull off a staycation setup. We'll call your man up. Obviously, he likes hotels. We'll offer him a hotel stay, and then, Sienna, you're going to ask that important question.
Yeah, I'm going to ask him who he wants to bring on the free romantic stay, and that's when we find out if he puts another girl's name down.
Sounds good.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Hello, may I speak to Daniel?
Yes.
Hey, Daniel, my name is Salinas, and I'm calling with the Aurora Hotel, and I wanted to let you know that you're the winner of our free romantic giveaway for two.
No, I'm all right. Thank you.
Well, before you hang up, I wanted to let you know that we want to put you and a guest in a brand new penthouse suite along with the honeymoon package. So if you hang up, the offer does have to go to someone else, so I wouldn't want you to miss out on it.
Yeah, no, I don't have that kind of money. I just came back from a trip. I don't have that kind of money. But thank you, though. I appreciate that.
No, completely understand, but I wanted to make sure that you heard me that it was free, so you wouldn't have to spend a dime. All we ask in return for the stay is a Google or Yelp review.
Yeah, I'm down. It was free.
All right. Congratulations. Super excited to set this up for you. And something fun we do at the Aurora Hotel is address this sweet or saucy note to the guest you're bringing with you. So I'll give you a moment to think on what you want the note to say, and then I'll write it down when you're ready, all right?
Oh, like I could just any kind of note?
Yeah, you can personalize it, and I'll put it in the room for your guest.
All right, so I'll go with saucy.
Okay, whenever you're ready, I'll write it down.
So the note say, you could talk as dirty as you want to me.
All right. Just one more question here, the most important. Who'd you like to bring on this free romantic stay?
Brittany.
What the f***?
What's going on?
Yeah, we got to let you know that you're actually live on the radio. Our show's called The Morning Mess. That was Brooke on the line. She's been listening to the whole thing.
Did you bring this back from vacation with you?
First of all, what makes you think that there's something like this? What are you talking about? You're
okay,
talking crazy.
You just said some Britney girl's name. Like, who is that? And here I was doubting myself that I was being crazy, but it turns out I was right.
You're overreacting. Calm down. You can relax. Right?
Okay. Oh, yeah. I don't give a f***.
You need to calm down. You're talking real brave.
Tell me to calm down.
Relax. We'll talk about it when I get home.
I am not going to be here when you get back from work, okay?
What are you talking about?
I don't need to hear whatever bullshit you're going to try to tell me when you get home.
What's the note say?
He's searching for the words. He said you can talk as dirty as you want to.
Yeah, seems like you want other women to talk dirty to you.
That doesn't mean shit. It wasn't like I was wanting it.
Okay, you're an idiot.
My name on the reservation, you idiot.
All right. All right. Yeah. Yeah.
They called me. I didn't call anybody for that. That's weird.
All right. All right. Yeah. That's enough and out of you. All right, Cody, you there?
Yeah.
No, I just want to make sure so I can hang up on you. Hold on. Ms. Brooke, obviously, he's going to keep denying it.
I don't understand how. He's a f***ing idiot.
Yeah.
That guy was trying to find his senses as he was talking. He didn't know where he was going.
Unbelievable.
Well, you're going to be okay. You don't need someone like this. Just get the girls, have a night out.
Go to Hawaii.
I know.
You know, maybe I'll f***ing well.
All-inclusive resort, swim up to the pool bar, get you some.
I mean, yeah. Did you take vacations on your own? I mean, it seemed like he was doing all the vacation. Did you take time out for yourself?
No, I mean, we'd go places together, and then I would work when he would do his solo trips.
I know you make more money than him. You good.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, maybe it's time I take a solo trip.
Get that sundress ready.
Straight up.
Now we're talking.
Yeah.
I love a good sundress.
Yeah, you do, because you're a perv.
Perv?
Yeah, you like girls' sundresses that are pantyless.
Okay. See, you took it to another level.
She hit the wow.
JD.
What
JD looks for the bite.
The bite, a.k.a. a wedgie.
Goodbye. Goodbye. Goodbye.
Yeah. Aloha. Take a self vacation. Enjoy yourself. Do you want the counseling or?
No.
Okay. Oh, okay. Well, all right.
Tracy.
Go to lunch. Yeah.